President Trump delivered his third State of the Union address on Tuesday to a divided Congress as he prepared to face the verdict in the impeachment trial against him. In Altoona, supporters saw an uplifting speech from a president delivering what he's promised. WPSU's Min Chen talked with some of them at a watch party.
Diana Fritz was showing off her Make America Great Again pants just before the State of the Union address began.
Did you see my pants?
She was one of about three dozen people who attended a watch party at Zach's Sports Bar and Grill in Altoona. This was the first time Fritz and her husband Jacob went to a watch party like this. She says she came to celebrate the president's accomplishments.
Of course, everybody knows the unemployment rate is the lowest it's ever been. And it's been that way throughout its whole term. So that's nothing new. But he's also gotten the borders more secure. That's very important.
Jacob Fritz chimed in.
Love the fact that he's fighting for free speech on college campuses, which is a big thing.
He says he believed the president deserves credit for a strong economy, declining illegal immigration, and the new USMCA trade deal.
He does something good, and you get one side that just can't even clap or accept the fact that he's doing good for the country.
Lois Konashiki is the president of the group Blair County Republican Women, which hosted the event. She wore a sparkling red, white, and blue pin that said Trump 2020. President Trump won about 70% of the votes in the county in 2016, and like many in the audience this evening, Konashiki is ready to get behind him once again in this year's election.
You know, the work he's done on the border, securing the border, and supporting our law enforcement, and some of the international, the foreign affairs work, and the new deal with the Middle East, you know, those are really some of the really huge accomplishments, I think.
But there is room for improvement, Konashiki says.
Well, I'd like to see the president do a better job in reducing spending. We've got to keep, you know, supporting the economy and hopefully free up a little bit of trade and not so many tariffs.
Michelle Scarada says she was glad to hear about the president's call to end late-term abortion and protect Second Amendment rights. She says one thing she'd like to hear about more from the administration is welfare reform.
I think people need to be given a hand up, not a handout. We need to stop giving and we need to start teaching.
Overall, Scarada says the speech was very positive.
Everything was based in positivity. We were lifting up. We were lifting up everyone who he spoke about tonight.
Jacob Fritz agreed. The president awarded conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh a Medal of Freedom during his speech and surprised the military family with a reunion with their father.
It was almost like a tearjerker. It's pretty emotional, I think. It was a lot more emotional than it was last year.
There was no mention in Trump's speech about impeachment, but the partisan divide was on full display. Live coverage of the speech from Fox News occasionally showed congressional Democrats shaking their heads at Trump and remaining seated, while the other half of the chamber applauded and cheered. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ripped up a copy of the speech moments after the president concluded. All the theatrics did not escape the crowd. Supporters say they don't see valid evidence in the impeachment trial. Diana Fritz says the country should get past partisan politics.
Honestly, I don't think it was about the impeachment as much as it was tarnishing him for the next election.
The U.S. Senate voted on Wednesday afternoon to acquit the president on both articles of his impeachment. Fritz says that result is vindication.
Yes, 100%.
I'm Min Xian, WPSU.